Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Friday, September 27th, 2019. And we begin with a most unusual airborne emergency. A United flight on its way from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco had to make an unscheduled stop in Denver Wednesday night after a passenger got stuck in the bathroom. Flight attendants did their best to unjam the door, but ultimately the pilots had no choice but to land the plane early and let firefighters take a crack at it. All told, the unidentified woman spent an hour in the loo before getting sprung. Witnesses say she did not appear hurt, but was clearly embarrassed by the ordeal. No word yet on how United intends to compensate her for the extra-long bathroom break or the other passengers for their multi-hour delay in reaching their destination. In political news, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has just edged ahead of former Vice President Joe Biden in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. According to a new Quinnipiac poll, Ms. Warren has 27% support among Democrats and independents nationwide to Mr. Biden's 25%. Warren surged 8 percentage points since Quinnipiac's last national poll a month ago, while Biden dropped 7. Populist candidate Bernie Sanders' support is unchanged at 16%. A dog that spent 400 days in a Kansas shelter now has a forever home, thanks in part to an animal lover who moved into her kennel and vowed to stay there until someone stepped up. Scott Poor had been living in Queens' 10x7 quarters since last week to bring attention to her plight. For reasons unknown, families looking to adopt kept passing over the sweet 3-year-old terrier mix in favor of other dogs. Not so for a father and son from Kansas City. They fell in love with both Queen and her story. The man who made it his mission to get her adopted runs an organization that helps animal shelters. He says he would have taken her home himself, but if he did that for all the dogs he helps, he'd have 1,000. The Beatles probably aren't your favorite band, but we're guessing they rank pretty high on your parents' and grandparents' list, so they'll likely be impressed if you share this little bit of trivia. 50 years ago yesterday, the Fab Four released their final album together. Its name? Abbey Road. The cover art shows John, Paul, George, and Ringo crossing the street in a crosswalk and is one of the most famous images in music history. Paul McCartney was a young man of 27 when the picture was taken. Today, he's a 77-year-old grandpa, and he's just released a children's book. It's called Hey Grand Dude, which plays off his hit Hey Jude, and is the nickname his grandkids gave him. The story follows a magical grandfather as he takes his four grandkids off on a whirlwind adventure around the globe. They ride horses with a cowboy in the desert, face an army of crabs on a tropical beach, and dodge an avalanche while having a picnic. No waves, no noise, no pollution. That's the promise of the Sea Bubble, a futuristic, eco-friendly water taxi now being tested on the River Seine in Paris, France. The taxi sits on the water while passengers get on and off, but once the door is closed and the boat starts moving faster than 7.5 miles per hour, hydrofoils lift its hull and make it look like it's flying above the surface, like a floating white bubble. It is 100% electric and charged via a lithium battery. If approved for use, passengers will be able to summon the boats with an app, just like Lyft and Uber. And that's it for Kid News. Now, the Kid News Quiz. How long did Queen, the 3-year-old terrier mix, wait for adoption? 400 days. She's now in her forever home. What prompted a United flight to make an unscheduled landing in Denver? A passenger got stuck in the bathroom. Who leads the polls in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination? Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. What historic album was released 50 years ago yesterday? Abbey Road by the Beatles. In One for the Road, proof that there's a lot of good in this world, a Texas high school senior voted homecoming queen made a royal gesture to a friend with special needs. Instead of taking the crown for herself, Trinity Arrington decided to share it, and the title, with a fellow nominee, Emily, who has Down syndrome. Trinity said her sweet friend has always wanted to be a princess and deserves it. Before we go, a big Kid News birthday shout-out to Maximus from Wentzville, Missouri, who is 10 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Maximus! And for all our loyal listeners, a reminder to test your news know-how with our Week in Review quiz at kidnews.com. Have a great weekend, and we hope you tune back in for more Kid News Monday morning.